Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Girl Arise, a Catholic feminist invitation to live boldly, love your faith, and change the world by Claire Swinarski. Narrated by Claire Swinarski. For Tess. Women of the entire universe, whether Christian or non-believing, you to whom life is entrusted at this grave moment in history, it is for you to save the peace of our world. From Pope Paul VI. Introduction. I am a Catholic feminist. This causes a lot of confused looks and raised eyebrows, whispers and Instagram comments of, "I don't think she knows what those words mean." It leads to a whole lot of not fitting in, Bible studies that want to focus on modesty and lipstick shades, and social justice groups that want to pat my hand and remind me that my church is backwards and stupid. But when I was in fifth grade and most kids were being brought to Disney World, my mom took my sister and I to Seneca Falls, New York, to see where the first women's rights convention had taken place. I remember standing there, learning about Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Lucretia Mott, and feeling their spirit as strong as any church sermon. Because of course everyone knows women should get paid as much as men, and of course we should end rape culture, and of course women can be strong, smart, and self-sufficient. My life as a starry-eyed feminist was born. Then I went back to the real world and was slapped in the face with people saying feminist is a swear word. Throughout my life, I've met people from different parts of the country who act as though saying you're a feminist is equal to saying you want to swing naked on a wrecking ball, Miley Cyrus style. Being a feminist surely means you're a bra-burning, pro-choice crazy lady who believes cats are superior to humans and thinks men are simply sperm donors. Feminists are socialists, vegans, and Democrats, for heaven's sake. And lo, she declared herself a feminist and there was a great clutching of pearls. Hide the children! But I'm a feminist for the same reason I'm honest, bold, and sometimes ragey. Because Jesus was all of those things. In a time when women were some of the lowest of the low, Jesus embraced them with open arms. He reached out and touched them, bringing them into his inner fold, trusting them with his wisdom and words. Think of Mary, the sister of Martha, sitting patiently at his feet while he taught, instead of running around the house making dinner. At the time, women learning from men was pure and utter insanity. By allowing women to sit and be educated, he was radically breaking rules. Or think of the moment when Jesus healed the crippled woman. He referred to her as daughter of Abraham. This would have shocked those around him. Never before had those words been spoken, only son of Abraham. But Jesus says daughter, reminding us that the arms of salvation are wide and welcoming of women. In effect, he's saying, there's room for you here. Jesus reaches out to women many times throughout his ministry. When he saved the woman caught in adultery, he looked society's norms in the face and told them no. He saw inherent value and dignity in this woman, in spite of her past, her sin, the mistakes she'd made, and any mistakes thrust upon her. When he conversed with the Samaritan woman, an outcast getting water in the middle of the day, he gave her the greatest lesson of salvation history the world had ever seen. When Jesus was resurrected, he chose Mary Magdalene to reveal himself to. Not Peter or James or John, a woman. Catholic and feminist don't tend to go together, but I truly believe the Catholic Church is the most feminist institution in the world. To be a feminist is to believe that women are beautiful, unique, and equal in dignity to men. What other group believes women are made in the image of God? That we were commissioned by God Himself. That women are capable of raising children in the direst of circumstances, no matter our income or relationship status. Oh yeah, and Pope John Paul II called us all geniuses. Doesn't sound like women-hating to me. The church is absolutely filled to the brim with examples of believing in the importance of womanhood. The world needs so much more than your impeccable cookie-baking skills or your ability to quote scripture from memory. It needs more than your hashtags. It needs the resilience, strength, and true beauty given to you by God. Listen, y'all, I am not meek and mild. I don't wait until I'm called on. I move fast and break things. I live with a fierce impatience and a spirit of go, go, go. I've never once in my life been called ladylike. And I'm tired. I'm
Sample complete. Ready to continue?